Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, or AAPI Month, celebrates the diverse and complex histories, identities, and accomplishments of Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. In the Capital Region, we celebrate with a wide range of activities, educational programs, and public events. And to tell us more, I'm now joined by Gina An of AAPI Heritage Month 518 and owner of Sun He's Farm and Kitchen. Welcome back to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Let's start with the formation of this group. You've came together in a bit of a grassroots structure. What does that look like? How has it evolved over the couple of years that this has been existing? What is the function and how does it look now?
Sure. I think one of the first times that there was a bit more structure to the coming together of individuals who are identify as AAPI or Asian American. It was back in 2001 during the Stop Asian Hate movement. And we had formed a very grassroots and non-official, non-formal group called the 518 Asian Alliance. And during that time, a bunch of folks, you know, friends from different professions, all across different age groups, we came together because we felt a call to action and wanted to be able to lift our voices and share our stories. So I remember even during that time, it was very simply on the Sunny's Instagram. Put out a call there, be like, hey, Asian American fellow brothers and sisters, like, come on out. And I remember getting a slew of messages from folks who were so eager to, A, do something, to connect with other AAPI folks in the region, and three, to share their stories. And so from there, we had the 518 Asian Alliance, but, you know, consecutive years, the years went by, there was less media attention, but the end of 2023, even like as far back as a year ago, one of my friends who's a Korean adoptee in the area, she just came up and was like, hey, I got this idea. They did this in other cities across the country, most notably in Memphis, Tennessee. And I want to do this thing of bringing together AAPI individuals again and put on a whole month to just highlight our different cultures, backgrounds, but really even just to with this vision of getting people together again and in the same space.
So who came out of the woodwork? What does the demographic look like in the Capital Region? Are there certain communities that many people might not be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Even as a grassroots group, we can't say that we represent all the different AAPI groups out there in the Capital Region. You know, there's also generational gaps. So there's first generation, second generation. I'm something that I call 1.5 generation. I was born in Korea, but I came here when I was 3 years old. And so you have these varied cross-generational, cross-cultural, cross-ethnic groups, you know, and I think even like South Asian, sometimes don't even, like people from India or from Nepal and the South Asian regions, they don't necessarily identify with East Asian cultures. And so we found that a group of us who are primarily either Korean American, a Korean adoptee, or we have even someone who's in PR and she's a Filipina American. So we got together, had some even like vague contacts and connects and decided to put this thing together.
What do you want people to know and appreciate about AAPI Heritage Month?
Being Asian in upstate New York is a very different experience from being Asian in New York City or in LA, some big cities where it's much less of a like rarity, right? And so I think being, you know, having grown up here and having at times felt very isolated or like I don't belong, I think now as an adult, connecting with people and seeing more Asian Americans in our region and transforming the area with different businesses, with different ideas, different types of professions, we just want people to know that we're here, but also let each other know that you're not alone.
AAPI Heritage 518 has such a range of beautiful events that range from food to fitness, books, workshops, arts. And so I want to kind of go over the range of really exciting opportunities that we have. And I guess something that stuck out to me that maybe is a starting point is wrapping with fabric.
포자기, yep.
So maybe let's start with the arts. Previously in Hudson Mohawk Magazine, we had an interview about Threads, the exhibition coming to the Albany Center Gallery. So what do we have in form of the arts?
Yeah. And, you know, I have to say, I am not an expert in the arts at all. You know, food, I mean, culinary arts, but even that, I'm not a chef. And so, so I do have to say...
That is an art.
Yeah, it is. It is, for sure. But a lot of people, when they think about, like, Asian, API, Asian American, what comes to mind at first is our food. But I remember even in 2001, one of the things we were promoting is that, you know, we're more than just our food. We're more than just our culture or the things that you like about us. We're more than the dumplings and fried rice, you know, all the things that people quintessentially like think about when they think of Asian culture. And so we were very intentional about having and offering a variety of different programs and events throughout the month. And the thing is, we were surprised at how many people we found who are Asian American and who have specialties outside of the food arena. Because for me, I'm surrounded by food people.
But we can also start from food.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of our nurturing comes through our stomach. So absolutely. How is the stomach related to this month? Like, what are the many ways that we can satisfy our taste buds and our gut?
Well, for a lot of Asian Americans, like, food is our identity. Like, food is our love language and the way that our cultures are passed on through generations. And it is a very integral part for more than just the flavor and the arts behind it. So what I love is that throughout the month, we have all these different events that highlight a very niche part of different cuisines, different cultures, and even different, you know, so it's not just food, but it could be beverages. And so even at the Sunny Space, we're hosting a soju tasting with Chizong, who is trying to start a Korean restaurant in Troy as well. It's called House of Jeon. And so she has an expertise of having been in Korea and learned the art of making soju, of making very old school, like just artisanal beverages. And so that's something that we're highlighting and learning together in the process. So soju is the classic, is a rice liquor in Korea, is something that you drink with Korean barbecue, with a meal. So it is a rice-based beverage that has a real popularity in Korea. Makgeolli is another one. It's an unfiltered rice wine that she'll also be doing a workshop in. That's going to be taking place at Bespoke Bowl, also in Troy. Again, these are all different types of methods, and, you know, people think rice wine is all the same, but it's not. Makgeolli and soju are very different, and people will get to experience that. And not only that, there's, you know, bubble tea, there's a plant-based Chinese food workshop, which a lot of people think if it's Chinese food, it's not going to be plant-based, but that's the thing. We have a lot of different offerings, and for people who have different dietary restrictions, too. And then as our closing event, we're having the Troy Asian Night Market, and that really revolves around different types of street food and a whole nother, you know, culture of being outdoors and eating small bites and having music and, you know, string lights. It all seems small, but when it all comes together, there's a certain vibe there that we love sharing with people.
And where and when is that taking place?
So that's going to be happening in downtown Troy. Location is to be determined, but it's most likely going to be the alley behind Sunny's, the William Street alley. And we'll have a bunch of vendors, including Chibog, a Filipino vendor. We have Lime Leaf, Thai, Sunny's, K-Plate. And so we'll be there on Saturday, June 1st. This will be our closing event for the month's events.
As we mentioned, there is a range of things coming for the month, which we don't have time to get into all of them right now. What's the best way to find information?
Oh, so it's real easy. We set up a website at aapiheritage508.com where you can see a full list of all sponsored events, but then also any event that other partners wanted us to help spread and promote. And so you can learn more about us there. You can partner with us there. You can also buy merch or connect in different ways. So I encourage you to check it out.
Including social media.
Oh, absolutely. AAPI Heritage 508.
So we did go over the food, but there's also books and rapping and calligraphy and academic work. Oh, yeah. I believe there was one academic work. So there's definitely a wide range of what's coming. So Gina An, thank you so much for speaking with me about AAPI Heritage Month. Would you like to leave our listeners with anything?
Thank you for being a part of this. And we're so proud to be Asian American and be here in the capital region. This is home for us. And to be able to do this for the first time as a collective, it means a lot, whether or not people come to our events, just this whole process and the experience is really empowering. So thank you. And thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you so much. Mm-hmm.